and show you a good time.
Stop! Stop it!
Shasky, why are you looking so serious, man?
Well, because I want to get real baseball-y this morning.
Jesus Christ, dude. Pipe down.
You know how Baldy has Baldy's breakdowns?
I'm like, you want to talk dancers? He's in game mode right
now. I'm trying to have a good time, man. No. We've been doom and gloom with the IU stuff.
No, I hear you.
Doom and gloom with the Giants.
I hear you.
It's a Wednesday. It's sports radio.
I know.
I need to laugh a little bit because last night watching the Giants baseball, you just sneak back to the deadline. It's like, you didn't buy yourself. I mean, it's just like, you didn't think this lineup, you thought the lineup was going to turn into the 27 Yankees?
Well, like, okay.
I can't hit Charlie Morton.
I have a variety of thoughts about, let's just go to the end of the game. Let's just go right to the end of the game, okay? So, Lamont Wade rips it double, all right? He's standing on second. Elliot Ramos hits one to Riley. He kind of boots it. And you got first and second with no outs. Okay, in that situation. Now, had you watched, I don't know, the last two seasons of Michael Conforto, outside of a week, 3 weeks ago, the guy has been doo-doo.
All right, that's not fair. That's not fair. He's been better than 3 weeks.
Bonte, he's batting 200 versus. Over his last 40 games. All right?
Wasn't he just hot?
For a week, he was so ice cold for months on an end that like 1 week, wow, here we go. So you got first and second, okay? I understand in that situation trying to let him swing away because you're praying this guy's going to come around. He's not going to come around. Michael Conforto is not going to come around. I'm just newsflash, everyone. It's Michael Conforto. All right. Ever since he hurt his shoulder and his legs a couple years ago, he's just not the same player. He'll get hot for a couple stretches. Last night was not one of those nights. He had bad at bats. All right. And so they don't decide to bunt the two guys over to give themselves an opportunity for a sack fly or a ground ball to the right side to bring a run home, depending on if Atlanta brings the infield in. All right, he grounds into a double play. It was just like the most predictable thing of all time. Game goes to extra innings.
I thought he was going
to
get a single. I'm not going to lie to you. First to second, I was like, this is the night. This is the night they rally. This is the night they turn it around. Oh. This is the night they go 2 games above 500.
So you believe
I had belief.
The tooth fairy?
Belief, man. I'm optimistic like BPA. I just think positively. Positive mindset. I don't have a negative mindset anymore. Positive. I think positive. I think for the best. I'm the antithesis of a Matthew Steinmetz, okay?
Here's where, like, I just think that the eyeball has to, like, factor in. Conforto was whiffing through everything. I mean, he swung on a slider. Now, granted, Charlie Morton's got a really nice slider. I mean, the thing almost hit him in the knee.
I mean, out of all the people, look, Michael Conforto, I get it. He's 0-4. What about Patrick Bailey?
We'll get to him. At least he plays defense.
I mean, what about Brett Wisely? What about this Encarnacion guy that we just found out about? Dude was in the Mexican League 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him.
For crying out loud. But this is what we're dealing with here.
And then you get the situation where Atlanta executes and they get the one run. And in these situations with the ghost runner, allowing one run feels like a victory, right? Because you don't want to have a big inning, all right? And then you get the ghost runner in the bottom half, which if I hear more complaining about the ghost runner, it's one of the great inventions of television because it finalizes the game. We would have been there till 1 o'clock in the morning waiting for the Giants to string together multiple hits. Wasn't going to happen.
Let me ask you something. If they were still playing that game till 1 a.m, would you have been up watching that game?
I usually stay up for all those games.
Up until 1 a.m, knowing that you got a morning shift.
Probably not.
Midnight?
But here's the problem is I have the iPad right here and then I have the little earbud in my ear and I'm lying and I'm watching. It's once I'm watching, it's hard to fall asleep.
I would have gone to bed.
Okay.
Paused the game. Woke up at 4 a.m, watched the end of the game without looking at the scores.
So they're up one. Atlanta.
I'm not staying up till 1 a.m. watching this damn baseball team. I tell you what.
That's a fair point.
That's for damn sure.
That's a fair point. But of all the guys on your team, to bunt in that situation, Tyler Fitzgerald has like 12 home runs in his last 25 days or something. Like he's swinging a red hot bat, okay? He's one of the few guys that can actually put two butt cheeks into a swing and hit one out. Now, I understand trying to be a team player and all that, but like, again, just go off the eyeball. Who's hot? Who's not? Right? And so you bunt Fitzgerald, and it was a funky bunt. I don't know. Why did they call bunter interference? Was it because he touched the plate while he was bunting?
The whole damn thing was weird. Contos was trying to break it down after the game, saying he didn't see interference.
I didn't either.
But it really didn't matter because it was a terrible bunt anyway.
It was a horrific bunt.
You got him bunting. He's your best hitter right now. And you got him bunting.
And you're lucky that you didn't get doubled up on the play. I know.
They allow Casey Schmidt to come back to second base. By the way, Casey Schmidt, Mike Krukenkite, your boy Casey Schmidt.
He's not playing well.
Dude, they were like, you know, we're around batting practice today. He really tore it up at BP. And we're
Matt
right next
Williams
to him.
Was salivating.
Salivating over his BP, over his batting practice session. Yeah, he's still batting 167. I think he may need a Charlotte or Orlando or Mercedes in his life or two, if you know what I mean.
He might need Mark Grace, a Porsche. But you bunt him, and I'm immediately thinking to myself, and I didn't see any post game stuff. So Sam or Bonte, get in here and let me know. Did that bunt come from Tyler Fitzgerald trying to make something happen?
I don't know where it came from.
Was that Bob Melvin ordering?
I went to bed before Bob Melvin spoke, Lubbin. I went to bed. You got the sound. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, that's Bob Melvin we said. Right.
We're trying to get a guy over to third, you know, trying to get it down the third baseline. You know, with Lamont up next, the guy's a pretty tough customer to try to string some hits together with.
I mean, this guy should be one and done. I'm not going to lie to you. Bob Melvin and Farhan, they should just be one.
I'm not even mad at Bob. Like, I'm not get mad the at strategy, that,
but no.
But of all the guys
swing
to
the
hit,
damn bat.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, hell can you bunt saying, let's move a runner over, let's get Lamont Wade Jr. up, when he's 1-for-5 anyway. But the Giants were 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position yesterday. They'll have 7 runners on base in their second straight extra inning loss. Since July 30th, Bob Melvin, Bo Mel, the Giants are 19-123 with runners in scoring position. They're batting 154 with runners in scoring position. Their OPS is 469. That ranks 30th in Major League Baseball.
I'm not optimistic.
Their batting average and runners in scoring position is second worst in the league. So why are you giving away outs? With the bunt, Bo Mel.
I'm okay with the bunt if it's runners on first and second and Conforto's up, and I know he's never sack bunted in his career. Maybe he should start. And like in that situation, that makes sense. But to me, this goes back to the Gabe Kapler. Are we going gut or are we going analytics? Because there's not congruity on the decisions. Tyler Fitzgerald is one of your hottest players. Period. Him and Ramos should not be bunting in these situations. And look, I'm all for small ball. I'm all for trying to degenerate.
Not in that situation. I'm not.
Well, no,
I'm
no. I agree. In the 10th inning, it's him.
But you know what? Overall, look, we're quibbling over bunts. The fact is,
I know
they're 19-123. And this is at the deadline where every Giant person you talk to, even our boy Lasky, how the hell are they going to score runs after this deadline? How the hell are they going to score runs? Hey, Soler had an RBI yesterday. All of a sudden, he's playing left field. Go figure. Jorge Soler looks like a whole new...
He did
miss playing ball on Lamont Wade Jr. I get it. But damn, all of a sudden, he's a 5-tool player? All of a sudden, he can play the field too? Wait, he didn't play field one. Here's
the deal. He looks very happy.
This is a season of disappointments.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? Camilo Duvall may be the top disappointment for a lot of Giants fans.
Yeah.
Up on my list...
What's that?
It's Kyle Harrison. I'm sorry.
Really?
Kyle Harrison... I don't follow prospects in Major League Baseball like that.
Eldridge hit another home run yesterday.
Yeah, I know. And Ace Chicago was talking about him like he's going to be a future clubhouse leader. That's fine. We got to hit on something, for crying out loud.
I have to hit on something. I'm like 0-for-1,000 on these prospects.
Look, Eldridge looks good.
The Giants with runners in scoring position.
I'm excited about Eldridge.
Seriously.
But you got me excited about Casey Schmidt. And then I'll never forget the crossover again. I'm not trying to go down your road, and I know Willard's coming back today, so he can hear this because he's up. But you and Willard, I asked you guys, would you trade Kyle Harrison straight up for Shohei Ohtani for a month and a half to show you just to break him? You're like, hell no, this guy Harrison's the real deal.
Well, he was the number one left-handed prospect in baseball at the time.
At the time, the guy is topping out at 92 miles per hour with the fastball. He gave up another 2 home runs last night. He's given up 6. Home runs this month. We're not even halfway through August, folks. We're not even halfway through August. It's the most home runs allowed in the majors. All right? He's tied for the lead. 6 home runs he's given up in August already. And we're lucky that he went 5 yesterday and only gave up the 3 runs because he was erratic again last night.
Well, I thought he didn't get a couple of sliders early and a couple curveball early that were coming into the zone. And you could tell it kind of frustrated him.
Well,
I'm not here to defend. I didn't think it was his worst outing, but simultaneously, your overall arching theme is he's not as good as advertised.
Well, last night was disappointing too. 6 hits, 2 walks. You allowed 8 base runners in 5 innings, and you're all over the place. Now, I had Lubman look this up, and I had my other statistician look this up. In non-Rocky games entering last night, I want folks to listen to this. We could salivate over Blake Snell's numbers. Last seven, 0.99 ERA, 0.62 whip. Wow. This guy's the best pitcher in the National League. Kyle Harrison, entering last night in games in which he doesn't pitch against the Colorado Rockies. Because, boy, if he pitched against the Colorado Rockies, he'd have a Cy Young Award this year. I swear to God, he'd be all MLB team.
It's a good thing that we play them a few times.
Well, we don't play them anymore.
I know. We used to play them 19 times.
Yeah, we don't play them until next June, buddy, or next May.
Bring that 2021 schedule back.
So, yeah, we don't play them for a long time. Kyle Harrison is 16 starts, entering last night in games not against the Colorado Rockies. 3-5, 82 innings pitched, 4.81 ERA, 1.41 whip. Six quality starts. Now, that's fine, six quality starts, but he's allowed 14 home runs. A 4.81 ERA and a 1.41 whip. Please, I dare somebody to come in here, and I love the guy. He's from the Bay Area. He's a local guy. I'm sure his family's out here. Yeah. They're looking for him. There's a lot of pressure on him. But the young man has to pitch well. This has been, to me, I'm disappointed because I thought he was coming in guns blazing. I've been more impressed with Hayden Birdsong. It's just five, six starts, and I haven't been in Kyle Harrison.
I agree with you on Birdsong. He's clearly a little more he can use four pitches, right? Although he hasn't had command of the fastball as often as he would need. Birdsong has control of four pitches. Harrison, to me, is a work in progress. Am I willing to say, like, oh, he's done? And no, he's nowhere near that. I actually have been encouraged this year because he's learning on the fly. Bonte, I thought he was a more polished product coming into the majors, and I was way wrong.
I thought he was throwing 98.
No.
This guy's throwing 92.
No, he's not Rodon. He's not a power lefty. He's not Blake Snell. Blake Snell has more.
I thought he was a power lefty.
When you were going three innings in the minors, which is what his game. Remember, we talked about this last year. His game logs going three innings. I think you could throw a little more, a little harder in those short period amount of times. Now, I don't know what it is. The velo's been up and down all year, depending on how much rest he's had. The command on all the breaking stuff has been all over the place. The number one thing for me, and Birdsong had this happen in his last couple starts, when you fall behind in counts, you surrender big hits or you walk people. Yeah. And then you have a lot of guys on base. And I think that both guys, Birdsong and Harrison, are in uncharted territory right now in terms of, like, they've pitched deeper into the season now than they have at any point in their careers to this point.
And they're fading.
Absolutely. These are young arms.
And look,
I'm not done with Harrison, but your overall arching theme I'm not done with of him either. Being
it's been a disappointment.
I can't.
It's been a disappointment.
I don't have a rebuttal.
It's been a very disappointing season for his rookie year. Now, maybe he bounces back, but he's topping out at 92. I'm sorry.
Did you feel
I'm
like sorry. This about Matt Cain?
No, I didn't. I thought Matt Cain, I saw the goods. I said, okay this guy's got a power righty. Yeah. He's going to figure it out. He's going to figure it out. Now,
is he closer to Johnny Sanchez?
I don't know what the hell he is right now.
Because Johnny Sanchez could tantalize you with some good stuff, and then he'd frustrate the hell out of you.
I'm not comparing this guy to a World Series champion right now. I'm not going to do that. Right. I'm just looking at Kyle Harrison and what I've seen from him. So right now, a lot of folks, you know, Giants fans just say, oh, man, we're 3.5 back. It's okay, Bonte. You're 5 back in the loss column of the Atlanta Braves, and now you're fighting for a split. And let me warn you, Giants fans, it's about to get really real. I keep telling you guys, it's about to get real. You got the A's in the Bay Bridge Series. Then you get a little pass with the White Sox.
That's going to be the A's World Series.
They're in City Field talking bad junk to the Mets.
I saw that.
Adams?
Yeah.
He's a talker.
Walking off the mound.
Oh, he did that against the Giants.
Look at
who'd he tell to sit down for the Giants? He says, chill ass down. I got this. That dude is, who's it, Austin Adams?
Yeah,
Adams. Austin Adams, with I like him.
The Mets released him earlier this year, too.
So I like him. He's
feisty. Fire.
Oh, yeah, I like him. What giant did he tell to sit your ass down? I got this. He told somebody, he struck him out and was talking like, go sit down, homie. This guy's tough. So then you get the White Sox. So you better win. You better sweep the White Sox. You don't sweep the White Sox. Season's over. All right, you got to sweep them. I'm just telling you right now.
I love that
you gotta,
flippantly. Please save that set. You don't sweep the White Sox. Season's over,
right? And then it gets real, folks. August 23rd, we talk about goodbye July. Well, the dog days is biting the Giants in the ass, okay? Because now all of a sudden you go to Seattle August 23rd for a three-game set. Then you go to Milwaukee for a three-game set. Then you get the Marlins, and maybe you win 3-2 or 2-3 against the Marlins. I don't know what this team, they can't hit. Then you got the Diamondbacks for 6, you got the Padres for 6, you got the Brewers, you got the Orioles, you got the Royals, you got the Cardinals. This thing is done, folks. This thing is cooked.
I'm not ready.